The final point Rav Chalap makes on the parasha, on the unity of Yosef and Yaakov. So Yosef throws himself on his father's neck and cries. Rashi says, but Yaakov did not fall on Yosef's neck and did not kiss him. And Rashi quotes the Medrash that Yaakov was reading Shema. Our story began with Yaakov showing extra affection to Yosef. And so the brothers were jealous. And that's what led to this past 22 years of misery. And that's why when Yaakov is reunited with Yosef, Yaakov goes to the opposite extreme and holds himself back so that the brothers who are all eyeing this moment, and they remember what it was like growing up, and Yaakov showing extra affection. And so Yaakov holds himself back and in that moment doesn't even kiss Yosef in front of the brothers. And that's why when Yaakov is alone with Yosef, the Pasuk says, he tells Yosef, I can die having seen you. He won't say that in front of the brothers. Yaakov cherishes Yosef, but he can't show that to the brothers. He's learned his lesson. And that's why when Yaakov tells Yosef, he says, the Targum explains the words, I can die, that Yaakov was telling him, if I die now, that's fine, now that I've seen you. But that is only said to Yosef in private. The love that Yaakov has for Yosef and the expression of it is phenomenal. But Yaakov has learned his lesson, and that's why Yaakov's reading Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Yosef kisses him, and he holds back.